Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So today we're going to talk about dairy in keto. There's a lot of questions on this. It's not just a simple answer. So I want to cover all the different aspects. You have, first of all, the carb content in different types of dairy. Let's cover that first. So 8 ounces of milk give you 12 grams. All right, then we get to cheese, okay? 1 ounce of cheese is 0.1 grams, so it's pretty low. All right, let's go to yogurt. Unsweetened Greek yogurt, 6 ounces, give you about 6 grams of carbs. Now realize when you're doing a sweetened version of yogurt, the sugar goes up considerably, up to 26 grams. Per 6 ounce. So start reading labels. Of course, avoid that. Kefir, 6 ounces, gives you 6 grams. To me, these are just actually too high right here. Butter, 1 tablespoon, 0 grams of carbs. Sour cream, 2 tablespoons, 2 grams, low. Half and half, 1 tablespoon, 0.6 grams, pretty low. And then whole cream, like in whipping cream, that's 0 for 1 tablespoon. So this would be good to put in your coffee. You can still use this, it's pretty low. So this covers the carbohydrate amounts. I would actually not recommend doing milk, yogurt, or kefir. Now, the other problem is the quality of dairy. Is it organic? If it's not, those cows could be fed grains, which are GMO, and that could be a problem. All right, grass-fed, much higher quality. Now, if something is organic and it's not grass-fed, that means that those cows are consuming grains that are not GMO. So you may not have the levels of healthy omega-3 fatty acids, but at least it's non-GMO grains. Ideally, it'd be great to consume dairy that is organic and grass-fed. Now, the other problem with dairy is that dairy has growth factors. So, for example, if you're a guy and you have a prostate problem where it's enlarging, you wouldn't want to do dairy because it could potentially make things worse. Now, allergies. So many people have allergies, not just to lactose, the milk sugar, but also casein, which is the protein in the dairy. Some people just don't feel good on dairy. So I would recommend doing keto without the dairy if you have allergies, if you're concerned about this right here, and if you're having a hard time finding the quality of dairy that you need. And lastly, I just wanted to bring up one point. Generally speaking, most people do not do well on large amounts of dairy. Small amount of dairy is fine. Just make sure the quality is there. All right, thanks for watching. Hey, if you're liking this content, please subscribe now, and I will actually keep you updated on future videos. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.